welcome to Open Forum in the Villages, a show where we talk about issues, clubs, and activities going on here in the Villages, Florida.
This is Mike Roth on June 3rd, Open Forum in the Villages, talking to Linda Keehan. She is the president of the Writers League of the Villages. Thanks for joining me, Linda.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Linda moved to the Villages from Connecticut 3 years ago, and since then she's learned to play golf. A lot of people in the Villages play golf, Linda, and joined three of 3,000 clubs. That makes you much smarter than me. When I was here the first year, I joined 19 clubs.
Oh, wow.
Way too many. I've cut down now. Linda is the president of the Writers League of the Villages. Linda, did you actually create the Writers League?
It was created by Mark Newhouse in 2011.
Okay. And Linda has a very professional background, originally as a paralegal, then an adjunct professor of history, a residential real estate appraiser, and country club business manager. Country club here in the Villages?
In Connecticut.
Oh, okay. After retiring from the legal field, Linda published two historical fiction novels based on World War II. As Linda wrote fiction, she found that intuition led the way and words began to flow. That's what she'll talk about today in her writing process. Linda, again, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Why don't you tell our audience why you joined the Writers?
Because I thought it would be fun and interesting, and it really has been. There are so many different types of people, from doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs, some of everything.
We actually have Indian chiefs in the Villages.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I write fiction.
Okay. I couldn't tell. Now, I want to go over to something you talked about earlier before we started the show. You told me that you have three I's that people need to use in writing. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah.
First I would stand for?
It's imagination, intuition, and intelligence. And we all have the ability to varying degrees. And those abilities can be developed in order to help you in your writing. Imagination is the ability to put yourself in another time and place, to feel like you're in someone else's shoes, or more likely in a lot of others, someone's shoes. And this ability is sort of like being an actor, and you can imagine what the character would be feeling and thinking, and then you just start writing. That's where intuition comes in. You imagine that you know what the character is going to do next and what they're going to say. Both of my books are really dialogue driven, and I felt like the characters were speaking through me, mm-hmm. and I would just keep writing and writing.
Can you give our listeners a clearer differential between imagination and intuition?
Yes. Imagination is like having a dream. Intuition is like a future dream.
Something that might happen that hasn't.
Right. And they both seem very, very real.
Okay. And the third eye?
Intelligence. That is more tangible and plausible, if you will. And it's the ability to apply the research skills to your writing. So you plug all the three eyes together, intelligence, imagination, and intuition, and you come up with a cohesive product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell us about how many members of Villages Writers League there are.
We have 232 members right now, and we're still growing by leaps and bounds. The more talk there is, the more fun things that we have open to all the villagers, the more members we get.
How many people actually show up at a weekly meeting?
We have a monthly meeting, and we're up to maybe 80 members.
80 members show up?
Yep.
Good. Before you joined the Writers League, had you written any books?
Yes, I had written both historical fiction books, With Love from Poland and The Journal, based on World War II.
Okay. How many years ago did you write them?
About 10 years ago.
Okay, so they've been around for a long time.
Right.
I didn't read the books, but I understand the book about Poland. There were two main characters. Why don't you tell us how they met?
Jan and Helena were teenagers living in 1920 Krakow, Poland. And in those days, there were linen mills all over Poland. And Helena's papa worked at a linen mill. And one day he forgot his lunch. So Helena walked over to the mill and took his lunch to him. She was leaving and she was nearly run over by this brash young redheaded man who was pushing a linen cart, and he didn't see her. So he excused himself and she just sloughed him off. But he was very interested in what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked to Helena's papa about meeting her at the park the next day. And Helena's father was very skeptical, but he thought that Jan was a nice young man and maybe it would be nice for Helena to get out of the kitchen for a while. And so he said yes, and the next day they met in the park across from the mill.
Mm-hmm. And the name of the park was?
Acorn Park.
Acorn Park. How did you come up with that name?
In small town Krakow, there was a giant oak tree that everyone loved. People would meet there, have dates there. The children would play there, and it had a lot of history. Mm-hmm. So I decided Acorn Park would be a good name.
Good. Speaking of history, how did you incorporate the history of what happened in Krakow, Poland in 1939 into your book?
Well, I know the history of World War II pretty well. And I knew that Hitler set up his general government in the beloved Wawel Castle in Krakow and overtook the whole town. And I decided that instead of all of the townspeople trying to get away and or being killed or going to the prison camps, that there should be an underground form for all the villagers to join and find their way out of Krakow.
Okay. So you used the actual history of Krakow as a background for a totally fictional story of your two characters, your two lovers.
Right. The history is true. The characters are fictional.
Good. Good. Now, I want to go over to something you talked about earlier before we started the show. You told me that you have three I's that people need to use in writing. Can you explain that to us? The first I would stand for?
It's imagination, intuition, and intelligence. And we all have the ability to varying degrees. And those abilities can be developed in order to help you in your writing. Imagination is the ability to put yourself in another time and place, to feel like you're in someone else's shoes, or more likely in a lot of others, someone's shoes. And this ability is sort of like being an actor, and you can imagine what the character would be feeling and thinking, and then you just start writing. That's where intuition comes in. You imagine that you know what the character is going to do next and what they're going to say. Both of my books are really dialogue driven, and I felt like the characters were speaking through me, and I would just keep writing and writing.
Can you give our listeners a clearer differential between imagination and intuition?
Yes. Imagination is like having a dream. Intuition is like a future dream.
Something that might happen that hasn't.
Right. And they both seem very, very real.
Okay. And the third eye?
Intelligence. That is more tangible and plausible, if you will. And it's the ability to apply the research skills to your writing. So you plug all the three eyes together, intelligence, imagination, and intuition, and you come up with a cohesive product.
What do you say to someone who's got the idea for a book inside their head, but they haven't put a single word on a piece of paper or typed it into a computer yet?
Oh, are you talking about yourself, Mike?
Could be. You never know. Could be a book about interviewing guests on Open Forum in the Villages.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of people tend to procrastinate, and I'm one of them. And before I started writing my first book, I knew I wanted to write, and I thought, well, I don't know where to start. So I picked the topic. I knew it was going to be World War II, and I picked the topic of the Kinder Train, where children were saved to get out of Europe during World War II. And as I started researching the Kinder Train, all of a sudden, I felt this surge of writing, and my intuition clicked right in, and I just opened with the introduction, and then I took off from there. The introduction really was summary of the whole book. And I knew from that introduction where the book was going to go. I didn't know exactly, but I knew it had its own trend.
How long did it take you to write these?
3 months.
Together? So a month and a half each?
No, 3 months each.
Oh, 3 months each. Okay, still that's not bad.
And then the fun starts, the editing.
Oh, the editing.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
It's almost impossible to edit your own work because you don't see the errors. Because you're thinking about what you've already written. You're already part of that.
Right. So did you have a third-party editor?
No. Yeah. I just kept editing my heart out. It took me 6 months to edit.
Okay. So let's see what has happened. The first book you put out how many years ago? 8 or 9 years ago?
Yeah.
And self-published?
Yes.
And how many copies have sold? You don't know?
I don't know.
How could that be?
Because I didn't look.
Was it self-published on like Amazon?
Yes.
And both books are on Amazon?
Right.
Interesting. My daughter wrote a book.
Oh, yeah?
And she's kept exceptionally good, my oldest daughter. So she was exceptionally good at the statistics, keeping track of how many copies of a book are sold, and keeping it at or near number one in her category. And that took a long time.
Yeah.
2 years later, she's still keeping track. So Linda, if you could give one hint, to an aspiring writer here in the Villages, what would that hint be?
If you can speak, you can write. Just do it.
Just do it. Speak, you can write. That's good. I made a decision to include something funny in every episode. So I've got a little bit of a joke I'll tell you. Tell me if it's funny. Two types walk into a bar, Helvetica and Times Roman, and they order a drink. The bartender looks at them and says, "We don't serve your types here." Linda, thanks again for being part of the show. Listeners, if you enjoy the show and you want to become a sponsor, there's a sponsor button down at the bottom. If you know someone who wants to be on the show, you can contact me, Mike Roth. There's a button down at the bottom. You can contact me at mike@rothvoice.com. And again, Linda, thanks for being part of the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Remember, our next episode will air live next Friday, June 13th. At 9 a.m., or I should say pre-recorded, but that's when it's going to be released. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, you can contact me at mike@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, you can contact me via the same email address. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice, all rights reserved.